Showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name's Jake Shidell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show last night. Hey, Thomas, it's another edition of Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? How are you feeling on this nighttime?
I'm feeling pretty good, man.
Like $100? Would you say you're feeling like $100?
I'm feeling... I think someone should buy me a 100 grand bar, because if I eat it, I'll feel like $1 million.
Do you need that? Do you feel like you need a 100 grand bar? Would that make you happy?
Yeah.
I could Amazon Prime one over to you.
If you did that, it would make me feel like $1 million.
Nice. A real player. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Anyway, pretty good opening bit, huh?
That's good. I mean, look, we've had 99 other episodes to practice, so...
Yeah, that's true.
This is the kind of consistent quality you can expect.
This is our 100th episode. Name another podcast that's gotten to 100 episodes.
You can't.
We're the only one.
The only one that's ever done it.
We have broken into new territory. So get ready for another fucking razzle-dazzle 100 episodes. Because... when did we say we were going to end this show? Was it 200 episodes?
I don't know.
I think there was some bit we had one time where we were like, we'll end this show once this happens. But I've forgotten, so I guess it's going to continue forever. Anyway, hey, Thomas, Survivor, not on the air currently, but soon. So in the meantime, we're watching a different show. So my question for you this week is, did you watch the challenge Dirty 30 last night? You know the resume. Call it what you want, or as it may. Not from the bay, but hella pay. Every day above ground is a good day, so I celebrate.
Mommy got that bubble, you're moody. I want to run through it like Rudy. I did watch it.
Great. Good to hear. This week's episode was called Yes Booty.
Well, did not care for it.
I would say bad episode title. And I feel... happy. I feel qualified to judge episode titles, because coming up later we will be judging our own episode titles, so I feel like we can say adequately bad episode title. TJ, do better next time.
You really messed up on this one, TJ, but we're willing to forgive you.
Well, of course. How could we ever not forgive TJ Lavin? We forgive him every week for his slew of murders.
I was going to say, we've forgiven him for all of his murders, so.
So let's start off in the house this week, in the challenge household in Colombia. I don't know why I said it like that. I was going to say the name of the city, but then I realized that I was saying the name of the country first, and there was no way to transition out of it. So I just explained what was happening for 10 times as long as it would have taken to just move forward. Anyway, so in the house, Tori dresses like a fortune teller named Raj.
Oh my god, I forgot about this because
awful Indian
I skipped,
accent.
This goes on for like 6 minutes, so I just skipped
past real bad.
This whole thing.
It's real bad. And everybody's like, ah, this is fun. She's like telling fortunes, but it's like also in like a really stereotypical accent, which made me feel uncomfortable.
It's like Michael Scott's Indian character that he does.
I love that you felt like you had to refer specifically to Michael Scott as if there was ever a character who was like all the time racist and stereotypical named Michael. As soon as you said Michael, I knew who you were talking about. Like, when you were like, it's like that time Michael, I wasn't thinking of my very smart, funny, good cousin named Michael. I was like, oh, you mean Michael Scott.
Yeah.
All of our good friend from the mid-2000s who was also a racist television character. I mean, it wasn't his main character trait. Do you remember in Breaking Bad, what's his name, Friday Night Lights boy?
What, Jesse Plemons?
Yeah, Jesse Plemons. I forgot that he was a Nazi.
Oh, yeah, they were neo-Nazis.
So, like, I heard that he was in that, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm so glad he was in that. I really like that kid. And then I was like, oh, he's a Nazi. And I was like, I changed my mind. I don't like him anymore. Because, as we all know, if you play somebody on TV, you die in real life.
It's true.
So, during this whole Raj shit that Tori is doing, Leroy does say, I know how to make it to the end without really doing much, which sounds a lot like foreshadowing to me.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Do they do winner's edits for the challenge?
No, because we're all losers if we watch this show.
That's a good point. It would be really nice if Leroy, who has been eliminated very early, like the last five times he's been on the show, it'd be really nice if he won the one that you get, like, what, was it $1 million?
It's a million.
It'd be nice if he had $1 million.
You know why it's $1 million this time? Because before shooting this season, TJ had $100,000 bar, and he was like, you know what I feel like doing?
I feel like $1 million for this season.
Then Jemmy talks to Corey about Knight, and also Jordan is upset that the kitchen is a mess. All pertinent information for this season of the challenge. Dirty 30s.
Yeah, and just by season, I mean Jordan, episode. Jordan being a dickhead.
He's always been kind of a dickhead. One time he yelled at his castmate on The Real World because, I mean, I kind of took his side in this argument, but he, like, was yelling at his housemate on their season of The Real World. Portland, underrated season, because she, like, didn't know how to live life as, like, an adult and didn't know how to, like, pay bills and things. And he was, like, jumping up and down on the couch. It was like, fuck your couch. He didn't say that. That was a different show. But it was real obnoxious. But I was also like, I kind of get where you're coming from, Jordy. I also like to call him Jordy because of Star Trek. He's a big
sure.
Star Trek fan. Anyway, way to jump onto that bit.
Yeah, you really left me a lot of room. There was so many angles I could have taken on it.
All right, so let's get into this challenge. They break off into pairs and have to carry a pirate's chest through a bunch of obstacles and then break open the chest and raise the flag that's inside it. Jenna and Tony get to pick teams since they won the last challenge. Jenna purposefully doesn't say Jemmy's name so that she is picked last. Burn, idiot. Kara and CT win the first heat. Leroy and Camilla take second place. Jordan and Kayla take third place. Nelson and Veronica win the second heat. So the two first place teams from each heat vote on who goes into elimination. Any thoughts on that one?
No, I honestly there wasn't really that much of interest.
Yeah, not a lot happens this episode, except for this shit. Oh, man, did you see this shit? Did you, when you watched the challenge, did you watch it like you did Are You the One Second Chances, where you just kind of skim through the...
I am a little more attentive to the challenge.
Okay. So did you see this part? Well, they are on the bus coming back from the club.
Yes, I did see this part.
Everybody competes in a rap battle, and Jordan tries burning, what's her name, Jemmy, by telling her that she has a Down syndrome face.
Yeah.
Good one. Cool.
Also
cool
not the person I would have expected that from. I mean, I know he's kind of a dick, but you'd think the guy with an actual disability would not do that.
You would think. But he's also kind of an idiot dickhead. So everybody gets mad at him on the bus. And then Anissa yells at him back at the house that he owes every woman in the house an apology. It's like, no, Anissa, I don't
think you
understand
apologize.
Why that was inappropriate.
You could just apologize to Jemmy.
Or just like, I mean, yes, obviously apologize to Jemmy. Be like, that was totally over the line. And like, the viewers, I'm sure that there are people with Down syndrome who watch the show and they're like, well, that was a shitty thing to say. Wish you hadn't said that, bro. But yeah, I don't see why Anissa thought it was a... I don't know. That's your person this season, Anissa.
Yep, she's going to win.
I doubt it.
She's going to make this season all about her by winning.
I doubt that's going to happen. So then the winners deliberate on who to send into the elimination. And for the boys, it comes down to Tony or Jordan. Tony because he's Tony. Jordan because he said a shitty thing. And then for the girls, Veronica wants to send in Kayla, but Kara wants to send in Marie because she is untrustworthy. That's it. That's
she's
all
like
the
that,
deliberations.
She's like that Built to Spill song, Untrustable.
That's exactly
or like what, that Smucker's product, Uncrustable.
I would say when I see Marie on screen, I'm like, oh, I could really go for an Uncrustable right now. I loved Uncrustables. I don't know why they weren't more popular.
I liked that they had the tie-in with EMF where they're like, they're Uncrustaleavable.
It was very awkward and clunky, but hey, it got me to buy Uncrustables when I was like 8 years old.
Yeah, you're like, I love 80s one-hit wonder EMF.
I remember Uncrustables being like the first kind of like novelty food stuff of my life anyway. I'm sure that novelty food existed before I was born, but I was like, hey, this thing is fun. I like this. And then it like is still around to this day, and I'm still tempted to buy it.
I'm trying to think of some novelty stuff. Do you remember that fucking disgusting Heinz like purple ketchup that they made?
And they had green ketchup too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember having some of that at Nate Baldwin's house. He was like, do you want some ketchup? And he pulled that out, and I was like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah,
this
I did.
Highly inappropriate.
I didn't like it. Also, I think Go-Gurt is kind of the yogurt version of Uncrustables.
Because it's for kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danimals drinkable. Also, Danimals drinkable yogurt.
I forgot about Danimals. That was just yogurt with animals on it, right?
Yes, that is correct. It was a Danon yogurt, but there were animals on it, so the kids would like it.
That's good. I think that's fun. I got some yogurt the other day. Good stuff. Underrated. That's what I got to say about yogurt.
Greek or regular?
Regular. I'm not a fucking soccer mom.
You don't want something that's actually healthy for you.
No, I want something that's sweet and soft in my mouth.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I got something for you.
Oh, what would that be?
Danimals drinkable yogurt.
I've missed that so much. Hey, you want to talk about these wildlife sheds?
Sure.
There was a mere one this week, and it took me 18 years to figure out what it was, because like everything else this summer, it was a bird, and guess what? All birds look the same.
This summer was truly for the birds.
That's what I'm saying. Summer's coming down to an end. I'm seeing fewer and fewer birds every day.
Let's hear it for the birds.
Let's hear it for the birds. Like that
song?
Yeah,
that's what I was referencing.
Good. Okay. I'm glad that I was on board with that. So it was we saw a black-necked stilt. What was that?
Oh, sorry, I'm just yawning at this bird.
It was a good bird. It was like black and it had a white belly and it had really long legs. I mean, what more do you want from a bird, Thomas?
I don't know, a bird that doesn't make me want to fall asleep.
I don't think it's the bird's fault. He seems like a good bird.
Well,
okay.
That's where you and I disagree.
Let me tell you some fucking facts about the black-necked stilt, my new favorite bird.
Okay.
I love this bird now.
That's a cell phone on your part. I don't know why you're trying to own. I don't know why you're trying to own this when really all you're doing is owning yourself.
Anyway, it can be found throughout the southwest of North America and also parts of South America. They have the longest leg-to-body ratio of any other bird other than flamingos.
Check out the gams on that bird.
They hang out in shallow wetlands and eat fish and aquatic invertebrates. While constructing their nest, males and females often trade duties. While one digs into the dirt with their feet and chest, the other keeps watch.
Isn't that's that disgusting.
What is disgusting about that?
Trading duties. I can't believe you said this was your favorite bird.
Yeah.
That's what you're into.
I think it's convenient.
Yeah. How so?
Maybe one of them's got to make a duty, but doesn't have the time. So their partner does
it. What? was really wondering where you were going with that.
Is that not what you were implying?
That doesn't make any sense.
Look, man, birds are crazy. If I've learned anything this summer, it's that birds are crazy. Am I wrong to think that?
Only if you mean birds as in women.
hey, good one. You should go on Are You the One Second Chances.
Yeah, really, people would love my irreverent sense of humor.
Your quick wit. You should call a woman a bitch for like the entire season and then be like, who's got the smallest dick in the house? Is it me? It's probably me. What's up, bros?
I'll be like that Google guy. I'll be like, I got eliminated from Are You the One for telling the truth.
I got eliminated for having such a small penis.
My
mission
penis
was measuring penises.
Penis was too small and it made everyone sad.
But I know who my real friends are. Don't hate me, hate the game. The game being Are You the One Second Chances.
I'm gonna hang out with my best friend.
I wish you wouldn't bring that person up in this scenario. Do you think he's got a big dick or a small dick? There's no middle ground.
I think he has a penis.
Okay, where were we?
you set yourself up for that. You know
that's
you
fair.
Did.
That's fair. The male and female choose the placement of their nest together. Here's my favorite part of this entire bird. The wings. I don't know what that joke was.
Not the long legs?
I want a bird with some long legs and also a beak.
You didn't do the, like, Tex Avery thing where you're like, you're like, awooga. I can't do the whistle thing, but you know what the whistle thing is.
I'll put it in post. Hey, there we go. That was good. That was live for the listener. That was live. I don't need to put it
and
in
And your
post
jaw
now.
Dropped all the way to the floor and your tongue lolled out. And your eyes,
like,
your
whoa,
eyes
whoa,
bugged
whoa.
Out. Yeah.
I was like, is that a pretty lady or does she just have a white strip painted on her back? From Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, but, I didn't know if you got
but also, is that a pretty lady? I mean...
Yeah. What do you? Why is that weird?
Well, because that only makes sense if you are a skunk when you're saying it in this context.
Seems like somebody's kink shaming me, or should I say skink shaming? I shouldn't.
No.
I'm gonna take that one back.
I really wish you wouldn't.
Do you want to hear about the anti-predator displays that these birds do?
Sure.
One of them is they will fly up and mob predators. Which seems cool and fun and good. And another one, a bunch of them will encircle a predator and then hop up and down and flap their wings.
Honestly, I think this just shows that both sides have some real problems and that anti-predators
true.
Are just as bad as predators.
That is true. That's a really good point. I don't know why more people aren't talking about this, but when it comes to predators, they're just trying to live their life, and these birds are coming after them.
These predators have a right to free speech.
Exactly. These birds signed the Constitution of America.
And when you sign the Constitution, you agree to live by the rules.
All right, so then let's go into voting. Marie gets all the votes for the girls. Jordan gets all the votes for the boys. And then Jordan apologizes to Jemmy. But guess what, Jordan? Votes don't care about your feelings.
That's true.
All right, let's move away from the challenge real quick. We've got another 25 episodes down our belt. We've got another 25 episodes down our belt.
Cramming them down our pants.
So let's go over these episode titles.
Sure.
See how good we are. 76. We got to go through every one, say good or bad, and then we got to pick a best one to fill out our final four. 76, Survivor Yellowstone, Look Out for Geysers. Oh, that's pretty good. I think it's pretty good. Okay, we disagree on that one. 77, Sierra had to 1-2-step out of the game. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's one of mine, but I'm not. It's fine.
To be honest, It was the best of the options. There weren't a lot of good ones in that episode. Go back and listen to episode 77. One, because, I mean, we like the downloads. And two, just see if you can pick out a better one. And if you email us in what you think a better title would be, we'll use it for the next episode, even if it doesn't make any sense in the context. 78, I really like. 400 pounds of torque and extra pepperoni.
That one's pretty good.
I think that's an early favorite for this chunk of 25. 79, also pretty good. Prime mom behavior.
Eh.
It's all right. 80, hashtag Ryan Devlin on Survivor.
Sure. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's over now. He said he didn't want to do it, so. You know, we haven't heard from, though.
TJ Lavin.
We haven't heard from TJ Lavin. I was going to say, we haven't heard from the titular person from episode 81, which is called The Pope is Going to Be on Survivor.
I like that one.
That's pretty good. 82, Lordy Lordy, Look Who's 40, It's Grasshoppers.
I kind of like that one.
I like that too. I think it's funny. Another one, I think, that didn't have a lot of options. 83, Live, Laugh, Love, Eat, Pray, Love, Aesop, Rocky.
That's all right.
It's kind of clunky, but I like it. 84, I don't like very much. This is the correct stick you won, Survivor. Eh.
Nah.
Eh. 84 and a half.
What?
Because remember when we fucked up with the microphone? I was home.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a bad title.
It's a bad title, but it was a very short episode, and we didn't really say anything funny. 85 is the one that we messed up on and had to post 84 and a half first. 85, in Britain, they call them collared, oh shit, truck. I think that one's fun because it uses a lot of punctuation.
Yeah, I don't know.
86, men are dogs, men are from Mars, and Mars needs moms.
That's a good one. I like that one a lot.
87 is also good, but very long. One of them will save the cheerleader, one of them will save the world, and then also there's Hustlers.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like that one. 88, Serge Stone, Steve Abaku.
Yes. I like that one. That one's good, just that fucking joke. I forgot about Serge. What was the Serge show?
I don't even remember. That was... Oh, yeah. Who was hosting that?
Serge Ibaka, and it was sponsored. Ibaka, yeah. It was sponsored by Serge.
The show was a talk show, but the entire set was filled with Serge.
Was it Serge on Serge? I think that might have been what it
Serge
was called.
Serge on Serge, yeah. And you had to... The guest and Serge had to drink all of the Serge.
They had to finish all the Serge that was in the refrigerator that was behind them.
And it was far too much for any one person, or two people for that matter. And then if you refused to come on the show after being invited, they would replace the oil in your car with Serge. So you should really go on that show.
Yeah, you don't want to... Your car's going to be ruined otherwise.
Yeah, go back to episode 88 and listen to that. That's probably one of our
good.
Best
I like that one.
From the past 25 episodes. 89, summer starts because it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I'd say that's a medium. Not
yeah, that's
good,
right.
Not bad.
Middling.
Yeah. 90. I like this one a lot. This is another really good bit. Name a better general than 17 birds in a trench coat.
Yeah, that's good.
That was our bit about the Civil War before the Civil War was like a major thing in American culture again.
That's the thing with us is that we're ahead of the major issues. You
we
know?
Really are. We're streets ahead. 91, sex.
You know that we're streets ahead because we're using like 7-year-old references.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point of references, idiot. You're like, ooh, Harry Potter? Which one? The movies? The boy, Harry Potter? The boy wizard, but his son this time? That's what the new one's called, right?
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for a young Harry Potter Jr.
I'm so excited for that new show on CBS, Young Harry Potter. You know, they're coming out with a show called Young Sheldon. That's what that reference was.
Yeah.
Okay. Where were we? Oh, 91. Sex, the original fidget spinner.
That's pretty good.
I like that one. It's accurate. 92. Oh, this is the one where we wrote a law. 92. The Jerry Tribolini Act.
I didn't realize that one was that recent.
I know.
Jerry Tribolini.
Well, I mean, no, that's not that. I mean, that was 2 months ago at this point.
Wow.
Yeah. One a week. 93, also pretty good. Different sides of different coins.
Sure.
94, this is what I was laughing at when I was reading different sides of different coins. 94, life is a highway, ride it, my pony.
Oh, yeah, that's
I like
pretty
that
good.
One a lot. I feel like we had quite a few like references to songs in this chunk. There was that one, there was the Sierra song. Maybe that's all of them, but whatever.
That's more than one.
That's more than one. 95, a Beach MX boy.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's all right. 96, the original recipe owl. It's okay.
Eh.
Don't love it, don't hate it. 97, Fruit of the Whom. I think very good.
I like that one.
98, don't love, Elfie Albatross.
Yeah.
I like Elfie Albatross
as a
character.
The bit was good, but that's a little too bit specific. Like, that's not, yeah. So you don't see that and it doesn't grab you.
Yeah. 99, last week's episode, only God, parentheses, or other judges, end parentheses, can judge me, God, another judge.
I like that one. That one's
that's
good.
Very good. Okay, so what do you think is the best one of this chunk of 25, though? I mean, is
what
it...
what are your faves? What are the ones that stuck out to you?
Only God or other judges can judge me. God, another judge is very good. Men are dogs. Men are from Mars, and Mars needs moms is very good. Name a better general than 17 birds in a trench coat is very good. And I think my last choice is 400 pounds of torque and extra pepperoni.
I think my favorite is the Mars Needs Moms one.
Okay. Men are dogs, men are from Mars, and Mars needs moms. Okay, okay. I mean, I do like the one about gods and judges, though. It's pretty good.
Also really like Surge Stone Steve Ibaka.
I like that one because you, like, called me back after we were done recording, and we're like... This has to be the episode title.
Yep.
And I was like, all right. One less thing for me to do. But I think that one, like Elfie Albatross, is a little too bit specific. It doesn't grab you, as he said previous. Men are dogs, men are from Mars, and Mars needs moms, or only God. I think men are dogs, men are from Mars, Mars needs moms is better.
Yeah,
it's a little clearer.
I think that one, you would just see that and be like, oh, funny joke.
Funny joke, very good joke. Oh, shit, where did they all go? Give me one second. Oh, here they are. Okay, so.
So we're doing the final, are we doing the final four now?
Final four. We've picked one from our first 4 chunks of 25. Poor sentence structure on my part, but you get my point. So let's leave it up to the people, because when you listen to Did You Watch Survivor last night, it is a democracy.
I mean, I don't think we're ever going to get an answer on this is the problem if we leave it up to the people.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I'm going to post a poll on Twitter to say which one of these is the best. And then we'll leave it up to the people. And if they want to vote, we'll let them vote. Even if one person votes and that person is me. And we'll come back next week and say this is the best one from the first 100.
Sure, all right.
Okay. Episode 1 through 25. Best one, Mr. Bloodbachev, tear down this blood wall.
Oh, that one's good.
Still a classic. 26 through 50, Chasin' Jason's Chasin' Nation.
That's my favorite.
That's very good.
I'm just disclosing right now that will be the one that I vote for.
51 through 75, I put this on at the 4 seed. A gentleman doesn't ask and another gentleman doesn't tell.
Oh, I like that one, but yeah.
I like it, but I think it's the weakest one of the four. I guess
it certainly is no Chase and Jason's Chase and Nation.
I mean, I'm friends with Chase and Jason on Facebook now. I could... Oh my God, Thomas. Message him.
Don't bother him.
You won. You won our poll.
Don't bother him.
Do you
want to
come
on
and talk about a show you've been on and have never been on and never will be on?
I've built up the idea of Chase and Jason in my head too much. I can't talk to him.
I mean, based on what we saw on his season of Survivor, I feel like he would love it. I feel like you would love Chase and Jason's Chase and Nation. All right, so our number three seed, men are dogs, men are from Mars, and Mars needs moms. So that's the four best from our first four or 25 episodes. But, Thomas, let me throw this at you. Wild card. A good children's book would be an alligator and pig best friends.
I do like that.
I like that one a lot too, but unfortunately it did not make the cut. Unless you want to replace something else with it, but I don't think you're going to want to do that.
That one also, as funny as it is maybe a little too specific to the bit it was from.
The bit being my Twitter.
Yeah.
Follow me on Twitter for all these good bits. All right, so I'll put a poll up on Twitter, DYWSLN, and vote on it, and we'll come back to you with the results next week, Labor Day weekend. I also might be going out of town Labor Day weekend, so we might have to record on Monday again, if that's cool
with
you.
All right. Sure. Jake, we've been talking a lot of numbers, but there's only one number I care about, points.
Oh, did you just want to skip over elimination?
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that, did we?
So Donkey Kong pulls the boys double cross and sends Ammo in. Anissa pulls the girls and sends Tori in. Excuse me, Raj. Ugh, can you believe I made such a mistake? Each person wears a jumpsuit with five patches that the other person has to tear off of them, but they're blindfolded. And as much of a dickhead as Jordan has been his entire career on this show, this did make me laugh. He said, "This challenge is all about being good with your hands, and let's face it, I only have one."
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
That was pretty good. Jordan comes out ahead, but then Ammo scores 3 points in a row, but Jordan ends up winning. And then Ammo nearly passes out in his exit interview, and it's real sad, and they call in an ambulance. And they don't do the girls' elimination, because why would this show ever have any sort of structure? Anyway, you want to hear your points. You won a point because Nelson won the challenge, so you're up to 11 points now. I won a point because Kara won the challenge, so I'm up to 6 points now. That's all the points we won.
That's all the points. All right.
All right. Who do you think is going to win this elimination between Tori and Marie?
I think that Tori is going to win.
I also think that Tori is going to win. Who do you think will win the next challenge?
Didn't they say that this was going to be... Oh, no, this most recent one was the paired up one.
Yeah. Oh, I think I saw on the Wikipedia page the next thing is going to be like 4 teams of 5 or something like that. Which I can't believe there's still 20 people on this show.
That's pretty crazy.
That's Survivor's... That's a large Survivor cast.
Yeah.
And they're like 6 episodes into this. Anyway, who do you want to see win this next challenge?
I'm going to say CT is going to be on one of those winning teams, one of those winning C teams. And
it's pretty good.
I'll go, you know what? I'll go CT and Cara Maria.
I mean, yeah, it's a pretty good choice. I'm going to say Donkey Kong and Tori. I feel like Tori is getting a lot of airtime this season, a lot more than a rookie usually does, and a lot more than an Are You the One person usually does. So, I'm sticking with her this time. Who do you think will be on the losing side, though?
I think that Nicole will be on the losing side, and I think that. Boy, who's left on the boys team?
Tony, CT, Corey, Dario, Donkey Kong, Hunter, Jordan, Leroy, Nelson, and John.
Sorry, read that again.
Tony, CT, Corey, Dario, Donkey Kong, Hunter.
Dario.
Okay. I think Tony will be on the losing team, and I think Camilla will be on the losing team. No, Brittany. I'm going to say Brittany's on the losing team. But Tony's not going to be going home. Because he still has to make out with Camilla in the bus. That was in the preview. I'm dreading that scene. It's like, hey, you know those two people you absolutely hate watching? What if they fuck? I don't want that.
Also, they hate each other. Why would they do that? Well, because I mean, I guess that's a thing.
Yeah. Who would you want to see left on the cast hook up? CT and Donkey Kong. Yeah. Just kidding. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't.
Good joke. Good bit, me.
I'm not really shooting for... I'm not gunning for anybody to hook up.
I guess Jordan and Kayla, they're probably the two best-looking people left on the show. I don't know why I brought this up. This is not interesting at all. Okay. Who do you think is going to get voted into the thing? And you know what? We'll say voted in by the winners or voted into the double cross.
Okay. I'm going to say Jordan and... Jemmy.
I'm going to say John and Anissa. We'll probably not see another elimination, but you know what? Why not guess? Who's eliminated this week?
I think that Nicole and Jordan will be eliminated.
I think Dario and Jemmy, I guess. Who fucking cares? Do you have any other predictions?
I think that Tony and Camilla are gonna hook up.
Ugh. Okay. I think Tony and Camilla are gonna get into a shouting match.
Oh, sure, okay. I think both of these things could be true.
That's exactly why I picked it. Survivor Triple H starts September 27th. Are You the One Season 6 starts September 20th. I'm just excited for it because... there is someone on the cast from... guess. Guess where this person is from.
Grand Rapids?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right, but it looks like Uche. U-C-H-E. Do you know anybody who's 23 years old named Uche?
I don't.
Well, look out
for... do they have cast things up for that?
Well, they posted a bunch of videos to Snapchat. But I wasn't really paying attention very closely, so I don't remember who she is. But we'll be able to find out in less than a month.
I guess so.
That's it. Okay. Use the hashtag TJ on Survivor on Twitter and whatever else, other platform you want. We'll get TJ live on Survivor.
That's the goal. That's what we want.
Mm-hmm. See it and believe it. Those are my advice words to you. You can follow us on Twitter. Be sure to vote in that poll for the best title we've done the first 100 episodes. DYWSLN. My Twitter is Jake Scheidel.
Mine is Tom Not Tom.
You can like us on Facebook if you want, or you can email us. If you're not on Twitter and you still want to vote in the poll, didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com. I'm not going to repeat the episode titles that are up for nomination, but just listen back. Like
email us your vote.
Yeah. Sign it, your pal Jeff Probst. Shoot us a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I think they're calling it now. Tell your friends about the show.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Obviously, like and subscribe. How many times do we have to tell you that? You can't get new episodes if you're not subscribed, so I don't even know how you're hearing this.
Follow us on Vine. Follow us on Vine and Tout and...
oh, God. Our Tout is blowing up.
It's crazy. Friendster. Follow us on Friendster.
Well, yeah, I mean, that goes without saying. Our biggest following is on Friendster.
Follow us on Zanga.
I miss Zanga. That was classic.
I wonder if Zanga still exists.
It does. I've been
It's still going, huh?
And it is so difficult to find your old blog.
I'm sure that's for the best.
Yeah, probably. But, like, I really wanted to find something, and I was just like, you had to go through all these security questions, and then it was like, no, you have access to an old email. And it's like, what? Anyway, bad news. Don't follow us on Zanga. Only follow us on Tout.
And remember to friend us on MySpace.
Friend us on MySpace, please. SoundCloud, Vine, we already mentioned. LinkedIn, the other one.
LinkedIn's great because in the bio for us, when it asks for sex, I wrote yes, please.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good joke. I mean, it's
just throwing a little humor in there. I think you can mix business and pleasure.
I think pleasure and business are the same thing if you're doing it right. Am I right or am I right?
Hey.
Anyway, summer's coming to an end, so be sure to have a great rest of it.
Deuces. Times are hard. You're afraid to pay the fee. So you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. When you need a bit of love, 'cause your man is out of town, that's the time you get me running. And you know I'll be.
I figured out a way to, like, implant your own people. So I like, did a game with our Celebrity Survivor cast.
Mm.
Do you remember who all was on it?
I need a refresher. Okay. It's been a little while.
First things first, both of the Property Brothers.
Yep.
Timbaland, Gwyneth Paltrow, Michael B. Jordan, and Sarah Ramos, Ashley I, Karen O, Kevin James, Jeff Fahey, Justin McElroy, Hillary Clinton, who yep. you said would be medevaced day one.
She feels great.
Wes Anderson, Kristen Ludlow, Mark Cuban, Malia Obama. Michelle Rodriguez, Carly Rae Jepsen, and Sasha Banks. I think that's everybody.
It's hosted by Drizzy Drake Graham.
It was hosted by Ryan Devlin. Or no, I think originally we were like, whoever wins this takes over for the host of Survivor. And since Ryan Devlin doesn't want to play Survivor, apparently, it's whoever won. Do you want to hear the placements of everybody?
I would like to.
Okay, in 20th place.
Immediately turned out. Look, when you agree to be on Celebrity Survivor, it's not a democracy. You agree to follow the rules.
Well, I mean, it is a democracy. It's a fucked up democracy, but voting is a major implement of that game. You can adjust the relationships and alliances before you start the game, so I just made everyone hate.
Of course you did.
19th place went to Timbaland, unfortunately. 18th place with Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Fourth out.
Who was second out?
Timbaland.
Ah, Timbaland.
I know. Fourth out, Malia Obama.
Oh, bummer. She could not last Hillary Clinton.
Mm-mm. Fifth out. Mark Cuban. Next out was Michael B. Jordan.
Man,
yeah, I know.
What are these people doing?
I know. After Michael B. Jordan, Sasha Banks.
But they're just eliminating all the good people.
I know.
And also Mark Cuban and Gwyneth Paltrow. They were off to a strong start.
Guess who was out after Sasha Banks?
I hope it wasn't Carly Rae Jepsen.
It was Carly Rae Jepsen. And then after her was Kristen Ludlow.
No.
Kristen Ludlow, though, first person on the jury. So
okay.
At least she's got that. Next out, Wes Anderson.
God, if Hillary wins this, I'm going to be so mad.
I mean, honestly, if Bernie had been in it,
Bernie would have won, obviously.
Hillary Clinton was the chosen candidate for this game. So, you know who Wes Anderson didn't beat?
Whom?
You know who came in 10th place?
Who did?
Kevin James.
I think we know who's. I think we know who's involved with Superior Films now.
I don't think there was any question about it previous to this game, but it's obvious now. Next out required a revote because it was a tie, 4-4-1, but she was out after a 4-3 revote. Karen O.
Who was she up against?
I do not have that in front of me. But the next person out was Ashley I.
Ashley from BIP.
From BIP. She's not on the season, and it is much worse. But she also required a revote. It was a 4-4 tie vote for her first round, and then it was a 5-1 revote. So everybody just turned on her immediately.
Yeah, people dropped that real fast.
Seventh place went to Drew Scott, the first Property Brother out. Sixth place went to, and two idols were played, so they got one vote and were eliminated. Hillary Clinton.
Oh no, the Russians, they screwed her again. They put the idols. I'm sorry that the most qualified survivor candidate ever wasn't good enough for this show.
I mean, you did say she would be medevaced day one.
Yeah, she did.
So,
well, she was about to be medevaced, and then someone started playing Fight Song by Katy Perry, and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she got back up.
Is that what the song is called?
She got back up and was like, I feel great!
So, final
I'm just... Shit, wait, where does it say this one's taking place? Does it tell you that?
Oh, I picked a random season. Because you basically just play seasons. So I picked one at random. I don't remember which one
it was. I'm just chilling in Fiji.
Yeah, probably Fiji somewhere. Final five are Michelle Rodriguez, Jeff Fahey, Sarah Ramos, Jonathan Scott, the other Property Brother, and
I just imagine him
Justin
like,
Hoops McElroy.
Hell yeah, Hoops. I just imagine the other Property Brother, after having lost his twin, just like wandering around aimlessly, like unable to perform unable to perform basic tasks, like he can't take care of himself.
How build fire?
Yeah.
Who other people's names?
Just like walking into things and staring sadly off into the distance.
He's just like on the rocks that like outreach into the water, just like staring at the ocean. Where is Drew? That's not me, is it? I'm John, I think.
I can't even remember anymore. Okay, how does Jeff Fahey feel about the submarine party he is currently attending?
Oh, he would probably say it's the worst submarine party he ever went to. Well, what's funny about Jeff Fahey's placement in the season, he thought he was going on Survivor Guam. But then he got on the plane and saw everybody else on the plane and was like...
And he's like, we're not going to
we're
Guam,
not going
are
to Guam,
we?
Are we? Jeff Fahey comes in fifth place.
Oh, man.
3-2 vote. Fourth place goes to Sarah Ramos. So she's the last person.
The final three. So she's the last member of the jury.
She's the last member of the jury. All of the final three voted against her, apparently. So final three, Jonathan Scott, Justin Hoops McElroy, and Michelle Ana Lucia Cortez Rodriguez.
Oh my god, this is obviously the person I want to win. It's like I have an obvious rooting interest here.
I will say the two people who were on Lost made it into the final five, so maybe there's something to be said about that show that is based on Survivor. And neither of them were original cast members of that show. Very interesting. Anyway, third place in Survivor, we're not going to Guam, are we, celebrities, with zero jury votes. Justin Hoops McElroy.
No!
Second place, receiving zero jury votes.
Oh my god.
And Lucia Cortez herself, Michelle Rodriguez.
How does she qualify as second place?
I think she must have received fewer votes like to be voted out throughout the game or something. I think that's how they determine that. So that means the winner, finalist with 9 votes, the hotter property brother, the aimless property brother for the previous 10 days,
that's
Jonathan
the
Scott.
Dumbest pop for one property brother to win is one of the fucking dumbest things. I also like, did he eliminate his own brother? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I should have looked at that. I didn't save
because
the season.
In that case, like, man, if you eliminate your own twin,
and he still votes for you in the final,
he respects.
That's
the,
pretty
respects
good.
The move.
I imagine that Drew Scott was at Ponderosa talking to Ashley, talking to Hilldog, talking to Jeff Fahey, talking to Sarah Ramos. He's like, hey. Oh, also Kristen Ludlow and Wes Anderson, Karen O, and Kevin James. They were also on the jury. They were like, hey, you know my brother, he'll fuck you if you vote for him. And they were all like, sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank heavens, I finally got rid of that wolf.
Oh, yeah? That's what you think, sister.